Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice. School 2.
What's the ideal school like? What would you change in the school system?
Teachers should be calm, benevolent, with a positive radiance, and shouldn't make students feel afraid. I think they should be nice to everyone and shouldn't pick favorites. They shouldn't call students stupid either or be rude to them, even if they have a reason for it, because it can humiliate them and damage their self-esteem. The school principal should always monitor the teachers so that they will not be excessive in any area. For example, one teacher shouldn't give too much homework to students because that can be detrimental for other subjects. The more material teachers give students to learn, the less time they have to study the other subjects. The lessons need to be balanced.
In my opinion, teachers should be appreciated and compensated financially. They shouldn't be distracted by their daily problems. They shouldn't have to take on private lessons in order to earn enough, because this means they will be more tired and their lessons in school will likely suffer for it in terms of quality. So in order for them to have quality lessons in their classes and teach with enthusiasm, they need to be paid well. They have little prestige, though being a teacher requires something more than just knowledge. Teachers will have respect only if they're paid adequately.
I think teachers should be objective when it comes to grading. Unfortunately, some teachers play favorites. If the student comes from a wealthy family and doesn't perform well, the teacher sometimes forgets to write the grade in the grade book. Or some even write in a better grade that the student actually deserved. It happened many times in my class that when a favorite student was called upon when he didn't expect to be, he would stumble in his answers. I didn't think he deserved better than a D, but the teacher said, "This wasn't a strong A, only a weak one." Of course, the word weak didn't show up in the grade book. Also, I think when it comes to oral tests, teachers shouldn't interrupt students when they are speaking because it can confuse them and it is difficult for them to bounce back. If teachers want to help, they should do it in a gentle way.
The teacher should be knowledgeable in their subject. They should be able to explain it clearly. They should be able to highlight the main points in the material that we need to know. They shouldn't explain things too quickly for the students to follow. They shouldn't deviate from the material into unrelated subjects. As far as exams are concerned, teachers should always ask questions only from material they've covered previously or that was in the reading assigned for the class.
Many times, the students are given no opportunity to bring up their grade. It happened to me in my history in high school that I got an F right at the beginning of the school year. I got frightened, and so I started to really study for the classes in a big way. I wanted to fix the bad grade I got, but the teacher didn't call on me for most of the year. She kept telling me that I would be called upon in the next class. Unfortunately, she called on me only in the last class, but by then I was being asked questions from the whole year's material.
I think there should be discipline in school. Discipline is the most important factor to be able to work efficiently. Teachers should be moderately strict from the first moment. If a teacher tries to make friends with students, they will take advantage and abuse this goodness. After that, it's not easy to discipline the students. This is why teachers should be careful not to tell jokes in class.
I think it is very important that the course books should be good. Most course books are not very good. They are too thick. They talk too much on one single issue too deeply, and thus missing the gist. Sometimes the language is almost incomprehensible. It's even hard for adults to understand them. Most of these are on scientific topics and are not written with the attention to the age of the students. The problem is that the writer of the textbook cannot imagine what he was like when he was in the place of the students.
In my opinion, classes should be more practical than theoretical. Classes also need to be interactive. It's very important that students are asked about their views on different things. They should be taught how to solve problems and not just reciting material. The lesson should help them prepare for life.
The location of the school is very important as well. It should be located in a nice and quiet environment, either outside the city or at least in the suburb area where there is little traffic and noise. It should have a nice park with lots of trees and plants where students can hang out during their breaks. It is also important that the classrooms be equipped with all the modern technology, like projectors, for example, because they can help facilitate the teacher's job and make the lessons more interesting.